Attend a Molly Kelly campaign event, and this bit of personal history comes up often.
As a single mother, I raised three children while working on my education at King State College. I worked three jobs. I managed family housing dorms. I waitressed once a week at Papa Gino's.
And catch Steve Martian in front of voters, and it won't be long before he drops this bit of biography.
Born and raised in Manchester, first generation American. Folks came down from Quebec in the 1960s. Mom, 11th grade education, gets a GED, starts an electrology business in the basement of the house. Dad, 8th grade education, becomes a carpenter at 14 years old.
Both candidates went on to better things. After college, Molly Kelly completed law school. She never passed the bar exam, but says her law degree helped her move from jobs in education and healthcare to work as a financial planner and ultimately to the New Hampshire Senate.
That law degree has opened up all the doors I needed in my family, like 10 years in the state Senate, like running for governor. It is a real foundation that I have about the law and the premise of New Hampshire and the laws that we have here.
Steve Marchand also says his education, undergraduate and master's degrees from Syracuse University, set him on his way. Marchand worked in government consulting for Anderson and Maximus before going out on his own. He also directed corporate relations at UNH. And he says that background, as much as his time as Portsmouth mayor, has shaped his approach to politics.
And it turns out people want a state that's going to be an amazing place to start and raise your family, and to start and grow your business, and to do it in a way that has progressive values, but has an auditor sensibility about how to do them with the optimism that only can happen if you're the son of an immigrant.
Marchand and Kelly's stress on their hardscrabble roots isn't typical in New Hampshire, but in this political moment when Donald Trump occupies the White House and the corner office is held by Chris Sununu, son of a governor, brother of a U.S. senator, the contrast may be good politics.
When you can reach down and say to folks, I know, I see you're struggling, I've been there, my family's been there, it gives you an opportunity to bond.
Jackie Sillie ran for governor back in 2012. She lost the Democratic primary to Maggie Hassan. But throughout that race, Sillie, who was then a state senator out of Barrington, stressed her tough childhood in Berlin. She was born there to parents who never finished the eighth grade and worked her way up to teaching management classes at UNH. Sillie says her background drove her into politics, but she says if candidates are going to put their struggles at the core of their pitch, they should expect voters to want to see how it translates into policy.
Pell Grants, housing assistance, food assistance. It was, I told you what did it for me. Those things, you're damn right, I'm gonna continue to champion that kind of hand up.
Steve Marchand and Molly Kelly have about 2 months to spell out and sell their policies. But in the meantime, primary voters can probably expect to hear more details like these.
As somebody whose family filed bankruptcy because we had a healthcare crisis and did not have insurance when I was a kid, I know what that feels like.
I cleaned the laundry rooms in those apartment complexes, and I had a rural paper route. It wasn't easy.
Which probably makes even the hardest day on the campaign trail feel like a snap. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.